Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, Asia flight from Kuala Lumpur. It was forced to do an emergency landing after one of the passengers spotted a snake. I know, could you imagine being in a plane? I mean, they've made movies of it, yes, but in real life, to be on a plane and then see a snake slithering across where your luggage is, oh, it'd be terrifying. And then you're thinking, well, if there's one snake, is there more snakes? So they alerted the pilot. The pilot was like, okay, this is pretty serious. We don't know what kind of snake it is. A few people have spotted it. We need to do an emergency landing. So they did just that. No one was hurt, luckily, and no one came forward and said it was their snake. But they managed to get it off the plane and continued on to their destination. But I thought, man, you would never, ever forget that. Remember that time we were on the plane and there was a snake above us about to drop in our heads? Like, that is terrifying. So I want to hear from you. What made the flight memorable? I can't imagine there's anyone else that has a snake story of a plane, but maybe it was another animal. Maybe it was someone else. Maybe it was the weather. I want to hear from you. 9313-0985. What made the flight memorable? I know one of the flights for me back in the day, it was in New Zealand. And we were landing in Wellington. It's known as Windy Wellington. And apparently, if you're a pilot, you have to have 10 years of commercial flying before they even let you try and land there because it's so dangerous to try and land. And we were flying in there for the very first time. And, you know, as per usual, we're about to land. You hear the landing gear come out. And we went down. And we touched. And we did a few bumps. And the pilot took off again. And we're like, oh, that's weird. It was very windy. And he goes, sorry, guys, it's pretty windy today. We're going to have to attempt that again. So we came around for a second time, came down, same thing happened. We did that three times. It was actually terrifying. The wings were going everywhere. Everyone was bumping up and down. The pilot always remained quite calm, which I like. He's like, that's okay. We're just going to go do a loop and we'll come back around in about 5 minutes. So you're like, okay, well, if he's not nervous, I think he's got this. But it was the fourth time that we actually managed to land. It was pretty nerve-wracking. I was scared. We've got Alexander on the phone. What's your story?
We got a story. Me and my daughter,
yeah,
Sandra, we went to Melbourne with a Jetstar.
Mm?
And we had a kind of 7 minutes out of, yeah, 7 minutes bit of scary
turbulence
were going on. And yeah, people were scared, and everyone had to come up with those masks down.
They
wanted a mask.
So scared.
They were scared, and then 7 minutes later, the guy came and said, the pilot came and said everything's fine, put us some music and told us not to worry about that, everything's cool, it's all over, and we had a safe trip landed to Melbourne.
Oh, wow. I can't believe, so you actually had to put the masks on, because, you know, they always talk about, but they've never had to drop down.
They actually pulled them all down. Everyone pulled them all down.
Yeah, but you didn't have to.
Wow. That would have been very scary. Yeah. There's quite a few people on this conversation as well.
It was kind of scary, but in 7 minutes,
it's all over.
Wow, okay. 7 minutes of terrifying flight time, I tell you. Thank you so much for the call. Producer Talana, you've been tucked away in the corner and you've had a great story up your sleeve.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
When we were living in Hong Kong, we had a few friends from South Africa, and they flew, or was like one of my dad's co-workers. So they flew to South Africa, but on the way back from South Africa, the plane's landing gear failed.
So, but are you on this flight?
No, okay. I wasn't, thank goodness. Okay. But I was terrified going on a plane after I heard that story. So the landing gear failed, so little wheels didn't come out.
Yeah.
And they had to land. But there was no way, it's gone. The landing gear is just gone.
Yeah, what are they doing in that situation? Do they bring out some like big inflatable...
No. They barely land. It's a thing. I just Googled it before coming on.
Yeah.
Barely landing a plane. So literally, they just go on the tarmac with the plane.
And they just destroy the plane.
They just destroy the plane. Flames, sparks everywhere.
Wow.
And that's what my parents' friends also said, is there were sparks everywhere. It was so scary.
So then
you could literally see everything, you know, happen.
Yeah. Well, they say that your life flashes before your eyes, but you're moving at such speed. It is. It's flashing.
It's ridiculous. So they had to brace, you know, when you're like in a plane and you brace, like you put your hands
over your head. That is terrifying.
Yeah. And then also the gas. I think they had the masks as well. And then when the plane finally stopped after how long, because the plane come in with quite speed. Like it's not, it's definitely not 10 kilometers an hour.
See what happens.
And then the big like slide came out.
Okay, yep.
And they all had to slide down. I was like, that's so cool. I still don't want to go down it.
I'm like, fire. Cool. There's flames surrounding the slide. Yeah. I think
they had to wait for a bit for the flames, like for the fire crews. Yeah. And they had to extinguish it first before they could actually make their way down. Yeah.
Interesting, though, because I never knew how they would land if the landing gear didn't come out. It's not a good option.
Nope.
I would have thought.
If it's the only option. Let's try again. Still not working.
That is terrifying. Talata, thank you so much for sharing that story. And we've got Andrew on the phone. Andrew, what was it for you?
Hey, Giselle. I was flying back from Manila back to Perth back 2011, and the plane hit a bit of turbulence and was getting a bit bumpy as we're entering Australia airspace. And so I picked up the coffee that was on my tray table because I thought I don't want to spill it.
Yeah.
And just as I grabbed it up, the plane dropped. I don't know however far, but enough that there was about a foot and a half of coffee column coming out of the cup towards the ceiling.
Oh, no.
And so I realised that, hey, this isn't going to end well. So I quickly got my cup that was still in my hand and raised it up and caught all the fluid again before the plane levelled out. And so I didn't spill a single drop. And the person next to me was wide mouth going, that was awesome. And I was like, heck yeah.
You crack me up, Andrew. I don't know if I believe this. See, all the coffee went out, and you managed to catch it all straight away again.
Yeah. So the plane literally dropped, as in weightless.
Yeah.
And so I realised, like, within, you know, a fraction of a second that this isn't going to end well. So I could raise the cup up towards the ceiling, caught it all again, and then the plane levelled out, and then I just went on drinking it.
That's brilliant. That's so good. Obviously a little bit cooler, but it's so good. Andrew, thank you so much for the call. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.